Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, warning.
Attention all cupcakes, lollipops, and landlubbers. This is your captain speaking. The battle for truth and justice is before us. Batten down the hatches and prepare to blast off into Deep Space Nine.
Warning, warning.
Captain for the two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom for everyone, not just this group, not just that group, but every group. Now, you want to be a part of the program this morning? 646-716-7978 and press the number 1 if you want to talk. Gives me a little icon, lets me know you want to speak. If not, tells me that you want to listen, and listening is okay. Now, today's top headlines. Black Lives Matter is still a domestic terrorist organization. I will never let up on that group. Every show, that's the first thing I'm going to talk about. I'm going to explain it to you. I'm going to be brief because you've heard it a million times. Well, you got to hear it again. Black Lives Matter is a domestic terrorist organization. They are not a peaceful organization. They do not peacefully protest, period. And if you can't see that, that's on you. If you haven't been paying attention to what the hell has been going in the name of Black Lives Matter, I don't know what to tell you. Honest to God. Portland prosecutor will not prosecute rioters and looters. No, he's not going to prosecute them. No, and you're not going to believe his reason as to why. It'll blow your mind. Swear to God. Well, he's not a, well, I think he's in Portland, but it's Oklahoma County DA that's doing this. Mike Schmidt is his name. Well, we're going to cover it. We're going to cover a lot of stuff. Bend, Oregon, yesterday, had protesters because ICE dared to come in to that precious little city, and I know that city. I've been there several times. My father was killed in Bend, Oregon. I know Bend, Oregon. I never thought that they were that crazy, whacked out liberal, but evidently now they are. Well, they block ICE. They block them, their bus, from leaving after they just arrested two guys who they claim were a threat to society, and probably were. And probably still are. So we're going to cover that. We're going to get a little deeper in that. Because, see, this isn't just protesters that is doing this. Oh, no, 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 no. It goes much deeper than this. It goes to all the politicians. It goes to the police department. You want to revamp the police department? Well, yeah. I think there's some room to grow. And we're going to cover that. But to defund them, that's stupid. Kamala Harris, will she help or hurt that campaign? I don't think it's going to make much difference myself. But we're going to cover that ridiculous acceptance speech yesterday. I it was like watching a Saturday Night Live skit. It looked like Joe Biden was playing Joe Biden, Kamala Harris was playing Kamala Harris, and they were mocking each other. They were mocking themselves. that was coming out of their mouth. I mean, it was comical. Absolutely pathetic. This country, man, if we do not vote properly in November, we're in trouble. I mean, we are in trouble. And every time they say, you know, they say in every election that this election is the most important election ever. Well, you know, it seems like every single 4 years, every single election becomes more important than the last. Well, if you haven't been, again, if you have not been paying attention to what is going on in this country, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. You are the problem. You're not part of it. You are the problem. We got to vote properly this November. We've got to take back the House. We've got to keep the Senate. Get rid of a few senators that need to go. Mitt Romney, Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell. Got to get out the herd. Get out the weak. Get them out. Just because Lindsey Graham has been in there, Mitch McConnell has been in there for so many years, you can't have a Republican challenge him? I'm sorry, what? I've never heard of that. I don't know why they do that. Just because they've already won the election means they automatically get to keep that seat until they decide that they no longer want it? No. It's not up to them to decide whether they go back into office or not. It's up to you, the voter, to decide whether they go back into office or not. And they haven't been doing a good job, so it's time to get them out. We need real conservatives. We don't need these mamby-pamby, weak-tit, so-called rhinos in there. Lynn Graham's a rhino. Do not trust him. Period. Untrustworthy. Mitch McConnell is just, I mean, he's like, he's just goo. He's weak. Come on. Kentucky, we love you. Come on. You can do better. You can do a lot better. South Carolina, a lot better. Trust me. Mail-in voting fraud. We're going to cover that, too. And we all know why the Democrats, why they want that mail-in voting. Oh, they can't win without it. And that's true. They cannot. Even with they claim that all these protests and all this, that the whole country is behind them, I'm not so sure about that. Well, we'll find out in November. But I really believe November 3rd is not going to be the election. I think it's going to go on for a long time. Too long. But Trump should, and I do believe will, prevail. Ghislaine Maxwell, however you pronounce her name. Whatever her name is. She's now taken off a suicide watch. Who are we protecting? I wonder. I just wonder. Well, I never thought she would live this long, to be honest with you. Now she's off suicide watch? Oh, she's done. She's toast. She's gone. All right, let's get into this. Black Lives Matter. Here's why, real brief. And again, I got the numbers right here. Now, these are not my numbers. They're not your numbers. These are the FBI's numbers. They compile these numbers. You do not argue with these numbers. They're not yours. You did not compile them. You do not get to argue these numbers. Now, if you have different numbers because you are smarter than the FBI, you've done all your investigating and you tally up all the crime statistics, if you think you've got different numbers, well, then just go to the FBI and tell them they got it wrong and you've got it right. That's all you have to do. But Black Lives Matter is protesting on false premises. This so-called systemic racism, I am really sick and tired of that. That's on television. It's not in reality. Police brutality. Well, I'm sure you're always going to have police brutality. But as widespread as they say, no. Systemic racism throughout the police department and the community? White people are hunting black people. Well, I got the numbers to prove you wrong. People killed by the police in 2017. 223 black people killed by police in 2017. 457 white people. Oh, wait a minute. That's more than double. What happened here? Oh, that's right, per capita. Well, let's cover that per capita nonsense, shall we? Now, a lot of black people do live in predominantly, overwhelmingly, all black neighborhoods. If you're committing crime and then you're shot by the police, well, those numbers go up. See, look, per capita. Look, all the black people are getting shot, but there's no white people to shoot. They don't live in that neighborhood. How are you going to shoot a white person when they're there? Well, I don't know. But it is what it is. That per capita, that's a ridiculous argument. It's a non-argument. Knock it off. 2018, 209 black people killed by police. 399 white people. 2019, 235 black people killed by police. 370 white people. Whoa, wait a minute. In 2020. Now, these numbers are about a month old, so the numbers may be a little different, but 88 black people were killed by police in 2020, 172 white people. On an average year, this is where they claim that, you know, this nonsense that white people are hunting black people. I wonder where they get that. Just exactly what part of their rectum do they pull that out of? I mean, how deep do you have to stuff your fist up your rectum to pull that out? I mean, do you go to the wrist, or do you got to go all the way up to the collarbone? How far do you got to shove your fist in your rectum to pull out numbers like that? Well, obviously pretty far. On an average year, 375 black people are murdered by white people. This isn't police. These are just citizens. 375 black people murdered by white people every year. 981 white people are murdered by black people every year. Now, how can you, that's almost 3-1. How can you sit here and tell me white people are hunting black people? The numbers don't add up. These are the real numbers. They're not mine. I didn't compile these numbers. Blame me. Blame yourself by watching television. Blame yourself for listening to your little friends who have no idea what they're talking about, but they read a Facebook post, so now they're educated. Now, again, with this cockamamie per capita, I mean, that again, that is a non-argument. 60% of all robberies, 60% of all robberies in this country are committed by black people. 53% of all murders are committed by black people. Those are the numbers. Again, I didn't make it up. These are not my numbers. These are the FBI's. So if you got a problem with them, you argue with the FBI. So if black people are committing more crime than white people, don't you think that people have more opportunity to get shot by the police if they're committing more crime? But yet, we see the numbers 2-1. White people are killed by police more than black. So your little Black Lives Matter movement is based on a false premise. And don't tell me that they're peaceful, because they're not. Look at all the buildings. Look at all of the cop cars. Look at all the statues and the war memorials. BLM, vandalized all over the place. BLM, BLM, spray painted. All of this stuff done in their name. All of the beatings in the street. The murders in the street. And yeah, those protests did produce deaths. All the vandalism, all the looting, all the burning of buildings, all the burning of cop cars. New York in one day had 42 cop cars destroyed, burnt. And that is done under the name of Black Lives Matter. How can you say they are peaceful? Those are people, what they call demonstrators. You're not, well, you're demonstrating, all right. You're demonstrating just who exactly you are. And you're not peaceful. Black Lives Matter is a domestic terrorist organization. What do terrorist organizations do? Well, they intimidate violence. And Black Lives Matter is violent. They are intimidating with violence. They are a domestic terrorist organization, no different than Antifa. There's really no different. And if Black Lives Matter really did matter, get in your inner cities and stop your kids killing kids. I mean, these young teenagers, 21, 22, if you're as old as I am, I mean, these are babies. They're children, for God's sakes, and they're killing each other. Not to mention how many black babies are aborted every year. Black lives really matter. Do something about it. And white people can't do anything about it. The black community has to do it. I'm sorry, you can't vote for Joe Biden and think that, oh, now all of a sudden, my life is going to be great. Well, you voted for Barack Obama and your life turned to crap. But yet Donald Trump has turned it around. But yet he's a racist. But yet the black community has greatly benefited. So again, if Donald Trump is a racist, he's horrible. He's a horrible racist. He does not know how to do it. Somebody needs to teach him how to be a racist because he sucks. He sucks as a racist. I mean, he's the worst one of them all. All right, let's get into this Multnomah County District Attorney. What a jackass. How are we supposed to win this war on lawlessness? And if we are to be a country of laws, isn't that, haven't we heard that mantra before? Oh, the United States is a nation of laws. Yeah, we got laws, all right. We got way too many of them. And most of them protect the guilty, the politicians, people committing the real crimes. Somebody smokes a doobie, and oh my God, 25 years in the can. Really? Mike Schmidt is his name. I'd say his last name a little bit, but, you know, this is supposed to be, I wouldn't call it a family show, but I'm trying to keep my language down. But his default position, that's what it is. It's a default position. They immediately just go and protect these people. Because they want them to vote for them. They think this is their voting block. Well, if this is your voting block, I wouldn't want them as my voting block. Why would you want these people to be your base? These are the people you want to support? These rioters and looters? These vandals? They're violent. You want these people to vote for you? What are you, nuts? Yeah, you are. You're out of your freaking mind. His default position is not to prosecute, and that most crimes by rioters will be forgiven and forgotten. Well, how are we supposed to be a nation of laws when our politicians, and in some cases, and especially here in Bend, the police, we're going to cover the police in Bend. I mean, talk about weak and pathetic. But when your politicians, your so-called leaders, and your police departments are supporting lawlessness, how are we supposed to, I mean, how do you combat that? How are we supposed to be a nation of laws when the people in charge are supporting and promoting lawlessness? How are we supposed to win that fight? And it is a fight. It's a war. It's a war. Well, the list of crimes that he's going to forgive and forget. He must be a Christian. Interfering with a police officer. So a police officer is trying to do his job. You interfere. No big deal. No problem. Disorderly conduct. I wish I had that guy when I was in the Navy. Could have saved me some. We'll cover that story later. Criminal trespass. Huh. Harassment. Forget it. Done. Forgotten. No big deal. Move on. Nothing to see here. Escape in the third degree. Now, I don't know what that means. If you're caught by the police and handcuffed and you find a way to escape, I guess that's fine. And riot. Now, he writes in here, sometimes in some circumstances, riots will be forgiven and forgotten. Riots are dangerous. In case you were wondering, how can you forgive and forget rioting? But sometimes in some circumstances. What the hell kind of a circumstance? How could you possibly justify rioting? How do you do that? How do you justify rioting? You can't. I don't know how to do it. He says some of the actions of protesters, well, they're not protesters, okay? They're thugs. These are terrorists. They're not protesters. They're not protesting. The protests of George Floyd, he's been forgotten. This isn't about George Floyd. Don't think for one second that these so-called protests or demonstrations have anything to do with George Floyd. They do not. George Floyd is long gone. They don't care about George Floyd. They care about being violent. For whatever reason, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But for some reason, they do. And when you have district attorneys that refuse to prosecute and police who refuse to arrest, I mean, they're supporting and promoting anarchy. How are we supposed to win this? Well, shy of getting a bunch of vigilantes to go down there in these riots and just start opening fire and killing every single one of them, I mean, I don't know what else you can do. You're certainly not going to win over their hearts and minds because their hearts and minds are gone. Literally, they're gone. They have no heart, and their minds are mush. They've lost their mind. They have no heart, and they have lost their minds. Some of the actions of protesters represent, now get this. I don't know how these people, how they cannot hear the word out of their mouth. How do they not hear it? First of all, you have to think it. You have to think this way before you speak that way. Starts in the mind, then it comes out your mouth. You have to think it before you speak it. So if you're thinking it, it's obviously gone into your heart, and then it comes out of your mouth. That's a problem. This is a problem. That's a systemic problem right there. You want to use the word systemic, which I'm getting sick and tired of these buzzwords. Stop with the buzzwords and buzz phrases, because that's all the Democrat Party is about anyway. They don't care about anything. Just go out there and say, you know, the latest and greatest buzzwords and buzz phrases and, you know, smile. And then we'll vote for you, you know, because, you know, everything is based on everything phony. And again, if you saw that acceptance speech yesterday, everything was phony. There wasn't one genuine word that came out of either one of their mouths. Nothing. They're not genuine. They never have been. They're not about being genuine. The whole Democratic Party, everything they stand for is based on a lie. Like Black Lives Matter, everything's based on a lie. No systemic racism. Shut up. Judging by those numbers that I gave, if you talk about systemic racism, I see it more in the black community than I do in the white community. And those are based on the numbers. I mean, I can't say it any other way. But if you're going to go by the numbers, I mean, what else? What else are you supposed to think? Some of the actions of the protesters represent, now get this, the instinctive reaction of people. Instinctive reaction. Instinctive reaction. Well, then that must mean these people, they're not people. They're wild animals. And if they're wild animals, they got no business being in society. I'm sorry, but they don't. The instinctive reaction of people who have been gassed repeatedly, who have been struck with kinetic projectile weapons, and who have seen other protesters arrested in ways they deeply disapprove of. I mean, how do you not hear those words that came out of your mouth, Mr. Schmidt? What in the hell is wrong with your brain? Why is it not working properly? The instinctive action. Because they've been gassed repeatedly. Well, stop rioting and you won't get gassed. I don't know how to say it any clearer than that. And because you've been struck with kinetic projectile weapons, well, stop throwing bricks and frozen water bottles and God only knows, fireworks? They're throwing fireworks at these officers? Starting fires? I mean, they're throwing 2x4s? I mean, anything they can get their hands on, they're throwing at these cops. They've already injured, I don't know how many cops they've actually injured. They're using lasers to blind them, but they get stuck with shot with a rubber bullet? You should be shot with a .44 Magnum right between the frickin' eyes. And who have seen other protesters who were arrested in ways they deeply disapprove of. Really? You disapprove of somebody throwing rocks and bricks and other things at cops and burning buildings? Committing violence in the streets? Looting? Burning cop cars, destroying property, and the cop takes them down and gets arrested, and you deeply disapprove of that? Really? Well, you know, society deeply disapproves of your actions. That's why you were arrested. I mean, how weak and pathetic. I mean, my God almighty. I mean, yeah, I know millennials are cupcakes and they're fragile, but this goes beyond. Because they attack a police officer because they were deeply offended because their buddy got arrested by the cops and we're not going to prosecute? I mean, how it comes out of your mouth blows my mind, but how does it go into your head? How do you actually think that way? This guy's a district attorney. Now, again, I grew up in Vancouver, Washington, and I'm right across the river from Portland, Oregon. I've been to Portland a million times. And every time I go home, well, where do I land? PDX, Portland Airport, 2 minutes away. So I know Portland, and they've always been a little, but this is beyond how the people of Portland, they cannot be really supporting this. Well, that's right. They can because, see, it's not in their neighborhood yet. Well, they're already starting to show signs of going into neighborhoods. And, of course, and the neighbors now are, you know, we need police. Well, wait a minute. Just last week, you were supporting defund the police. Now you want the police? You don't deserve the police. And I don't feel sorry for any of these cities, Seattle, Portland, St. Louis, New York City, which I love New York City. I live in New York. When Giuliani had it, it was a great city to go to. Beautiful. It was clean. There was always going to be crime wherever you go, but not like there is today. Not like there is right now. I don't feel sorry for any of these people. I don't feel sorry for you business owners in Portland or Seattle that are crying now. Me. Now you got Minneapolis. Oh, those business owners are huffing and puffing because the state won't help them rebuild. Well, we were promised the city was going to help us rebuild after the riots, and they're not giving us any money. Well, hey, you know, this is what happens when you vote Democrat. When you vote Democrat, this is what happens. You voted for these people. You voted for this stuff. You people voted for these riots. You went into the voting booth year after year after year after year, and you kept voting for more and more and more and more and more, and now you got it. Now you don't like it? What's that old phrase? Be careful what you ask for. You might just get it. Well, you got it. I don't feel sorry for these people. Now, Republican-run cities and states, there's no crap going on. There's no rioting. There's no looting. There's no systemic racism. Why is all the systemic racism and police brutality, why is it only in these Democrat-run cities? I thought they were, you know, all about peace and love. And, that, you know, you vote for me and we're going to end racism. Just vote for me and I'll end racism. I'll end it with a new law. Well, I don't feel sorry for any of these people. I don't feel sorry for the business owners. I don't feel sorry for the citizens in the residential areas. Yeah, you're the people that vote. You voted for this crap. You voted irresponsibly, and now it's coming to fruition, and now you want to cry? Not to me, don't. Just not listen. Excuse me. Good Lord, I'm choking and dying over here. Unbelievable. Sorry about that. But you people deserve it. You asked for it. You voted for it. You promoted it. Oh, defund the police, defund the police, defund the police. Wait a minute. What are these protesters doing here in my front yard? What's going on? Why are they spray painting my house? Oh, I need the police. No, you don't need the police. You need a brain. And you need to use it properly. I don't feel one bit sorry for any of them. Go ahead. Burn your cities down. Down to the ground. Republicans don't need you anyway because you're never going to vote Republican anyway. So we don't need you. We want you, but we don't need you. You're not needed. You're wanted. We'd love to have you. But you're not needed. So you can burn your cities down. We don't care. You're not burning our cities down because we won't let you. So maybe in November, when you go to the voting booth, maybe you might want to vote a little differently and vote some of these people out. Maybe. I doubt it. I seriously doubt it. It's all Trump's fault. It's not my fault. It's not my fault that I kept voting for Democrats. It's not my fault that I voted for defund the police, and now we got no police, and now my house is destroyed, my business is destroyed. No, it's Trump's fault. It's all Trump's fault. Everything is Trump's, and his supporters are all white supremacists. Every one of them. Every one of them is a white supremacist. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing that word, too. I don't know any white supremacists. Never even met one. I don't know where these people are. But if you watch television, oh, my God, they're everywhere. Oh, God, look. Everywhere you go, white supremacists. Oh! I mean, do you people even know what the word white supremacist even means? I mean, do these people even know what racism means? I mean, you lose an argument with a with a Democrat, immediately you're racist. Now, covering these numbers that I cover here today and showing proof that more crimes are committed by black people than white people, well, that's racist. That's racist. That's a racist remark. You can't say that. Well, yeah, I can. Yeah, I did. Because the numbers prove it. See, they don't like whatever the truth that they don't like, they just change it. They change it in their mind. And if you come out and you actually say it, well, that's profiling. Well, because the profile fits. I'm sorry. That's not saying that every black person in this country is out committing crimes. But it is saying that most of the crimes that are committed, 60% of robberies and 53% of murders are committed by black people. That's not racist. That's not profiling. That's just facts. That's just the way it is. People have been conditioned by that television. And they have no idea. They have no idea that they have been brainwashed by the television. I hate the television. I got rid of my television a long time ago. And you know what? I feel much cleaner inside. I don't watch it. I watch what I want. What I watch on my computer, I'll watch, you know, when sports used to be sports. And again, I do have my sports show tomorrow night, 8 p.m. And I love sports. But, I mean, baseball now is putting BLM on their pitcher's mounds and all this kneeling, and football is a mess. Football is a mess. Well, fans aren't watching. They're not tuning in. You can't go to the stadium because it's COVID, which, come on. Enough is enough already with this. Take your masks off. And go live. If we would have never locked down and never wore a mask, it would have come and gone and we'd be over it. Now, again, old people and people that are sick, yeah, those are the people you got to protect. Because then once they get this, yeah, do they die? Well, pretty good percentage of them do. But anybody else, you got a 99.8% chance of surviving. So there's no reason to lock the entire goddamn world down. Or you're really sick, yeah, you stay at home, and your family members, if you're going to come in, you know, you got to feed them and take care of them. Well, yeah, okay, makes sense. Wear a mask, wash your hands, do what you can to protect your loved ones. There's nothing wrong with that. But country not have to suffer. And we are suffering. We're suffering financially, mentally, physically, emotionally, every way imaginable. You got to live. And you know why this COVID is now. Or, oh, we got all these new cases. But yet, how come the hospitals aren't inundated? Oh, but they tell you they are. But nobody knows anybody who's got it. And you go on Facebook. You know, if this so-called, I call it a scamdemic. But if this pandemic was really so bad, and everybody's getting it, how come we don't see anybody on social media saying, oh, give me thoughts and prayers for my mom, my brother, my cousin, me? Nobody. Nobody saying, hey, you know, thoughts and prayers for my loved one. They got COVID. They're in the hospital. Nobody. Who's doing this? Nobody. And I don't trust these tests. I mean, they got people that haven't even taken the test, and they call them and say, you tested positive. How? I didn't even take the test. Well, you signed up to take it, so obviously you're positive. So how do we know that these tests are even accurate? And just because you do have COVID doesn't mean you need to go to the hospital. How many people are legitimately in the hospital dying from it? And what are their ages? Well, if they do have it and they are dying, well, they're either very sick already or they're old. I think the average age is, what, 88, something like that? So, you know, I mean, yeah, we got to protect the old people. Absolutely. But Cuomo doesn't. No, just bring these COVID patients into these nursing homes and kill them all. Well, he did. But he's blaming Donald Trump for it. Typical, typical Democrat. Every time they get caught doing something, well, it's not my fault. Well, it's got to be the other guy's fault. Can't be mine. Me? Moi? Guilty? No, I'm a Democrat. Don't you know? What's the matter with you? But yes, we protect the old people. I'm not saying there is no such thing as COVID. I'm not calling, you know, saying it doesn't exist. I'm saying it does. But what I'm saying is the whole world does not need to be locked down for it. You lock, look, you quarantine sick. You don't quarantine healthy. And that's why it's sticking around, and they want to keep it around for as long as they can because they're trying to upset the election. That's what this is all about. Has nothing to do with anything else. And again, this whole thing, you know, worldwide is all about the New World Order. I really believe that. You can call that conspiracy theory. Well, not so much. This is about finding out who can be controlled and who can't. Well, they're making a list and they're checking it twice. I'm on that list. Damn Skippy I am. I can't be controlled, and I'm not going to be controlled. This is all about putting the United States in line. See, because Donald Trump doesn't go with the New World Order. So if we can punish the United States, if we can get Donald Trump out, hey, look, we can get the United States in line. We get the United States in line. Hey, look, this New World Order is in business. They pretty much have all of Europe. Well, Europe is Europe. I mean, I just... To hell with Europe. But you don't see, you know, even China. I mean, they're the ones who started this goddamn thing. They don't have any problems anymore. I wonder why. That's weird. Russia doesn't seem to have a whole lot of COVID problems. Even though Putin now claims that they came up with a vaccine and tested it on, I think it was his daughter. But this is all about getting the United States in line. This is a run through, finding out how we can control the masses. And there are a lot of people there that will just be very easily controlled. If that television tells them to do it, they're gonna do it. Because no matter what it is, that television says jump or they're in the air. We got to get rid of our televisions, people, polluting our minds, and stop watching the evening news. There's no news on the news anyway. Most of it are drug commercials. And stop taking drugs. I hate the pharmaceutical industry. I've been at war with them forever. More people are killed by prescription drugs every year than cocaine and heroin combined. Not by a little margin, but by a big margin. Pharmaceutical drugs, not everybody needs to be on these drugs. Don't stop taking them. Now, are there some really good drugs out there that do some wonderful things? Yes. Yes. There are drugs out there that I've had pneumonia. I can't tell you how many times. If it wasn't for those drugs, I'd be dead. And I have taken hydroxychloroquine. There's no side effects. It's a prophylactic type of drug, but it does show a lot of signs from doctors all over the world that it is working on COVID. That and Zithromax, which I've taken Zithromax a million times too. Hydroxychloroquine is not a harmful drug. I don't know why the media would even say that. Oh, all these people, they've taken hydroxychloroquine and they died. Really? Really, really, really? Wow. Who are these people? It's on television, folks. It's on television. If the television tells you, that doesn't mean that it's so. But people, oh no, it's on television. It's got to be true. I mean, the television doesn't lie. Oh, Why would the evening news lie to me? Let me count the friggin' ways. Good Lord. I swear, man. I mean, this stuff, I mean, you talk about my ulcers now. I've got ulcers. I got bad stomach problems. But this stuff, it doesn't help. But what am I supposed to do? Just forget about it? No. I got to stand up and fight. The only way I can fight is with my mouth. And with my hand when I go and I vote. And you have to do that too. You have to use your mouth and you have to use your hand. So when you go to the voting booth, you vote for the... Because they heard it on television. Well, then you correct them and say, you're an idiot. It's not true. And if someone says, oh, black people are being... Oh, they're just being slaughtered in the streets. Well, no, you quote them the numbers that I quoted you because those are the FBI's numbers. We got to get rid of this liberal propaganda machine. And that's the television. And these people are so far gone that when you tell them the truth, they get offended. Immediately they get offended if they hear any kind of truth. Oh my God, how did you say that? Why did you say that? You're a racist. What are we a racist for what? Telling the truth? How is telling the truth racism? Well, because it is. It goes against my agenda. Well, what's your agenda? Well, it's whatever the television tells me it is. They tell me what my agenda is. I don't think for myself anymore. I let the television think for me. I let Nancy Pelosi and AOC think for me. Oh, speaking of AOC, I mean, this woman is dumb. I mean, that woman really is. I don't understand you people in the Bronx and Queens, how you could possibly vote for that. That actually says more about you than it says about her. I mean, it really does. I mean, this woman is so dumb, she walks out into the forest and the trees get stupider. She's an idiot. And people, oh, she's so intelligent, oh, so smart and so brave and courageous. She's a fighter. She's not a fighter. She's an agitator. A big difference. You're an idiot. Well, now she's a little upset because she only gets 1 minute to speak at the DNC convention, which I don't know. Is anybody going to watch that? I mean, and why? Why would you want to tune in to the DNC convention? I don't know. They've got, what's their platform? Build Back Better? I mean, what the hell is that? I mean, that Build Back Better? I mean, think of a Build Back Better. I mean, what does that even mean? And who came up with that? Whoever came up with that slogan. You shouldn't come up with any more slogans, you know? Seriously, if you can't come up with something better than Build Back Better? Oh, what's going to? Oh, what is that? That'll get people to vote. Oh, Build Back Better. Now, Make America Great Again. Now, that's a slogan. Keep America Great. Now, that's a slogan. Because it tells the truth. Let's make America great again. Come on. Democrats have been bitching and complaining and pissing and moaning for as long as I can remember. Oh, people say America's great. No, it's not. We're the last in math and last in this and then we're that and we're this and we're that and we're up, 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 up. We're horrible. Okay. So Donald Trump comes up and says, hey, okay, well, if we're that bad, let's make America great again. Let's bring them back. Let's bring back America. Let's do it. And now he made America great, and now he's going to keep America great. But if you want to vote that all away and build back better, it means Donald Trump already built it. How are you going to build it back? Build what? Trump already built it. And you're going to destroy it. Build back better. I mean, if you can't come up with anything, you know, more clever than that. I mean, build back better. I mean, just think about that. Well, I guess maybe if you're, you know, you're in the second grade, it might sound cool, but build back better? I mean, I don't even know what that even means. What does he mean by that? And what does he mean? What do they mean by this lack of leadership? They keep saying that slogan. That's a slogan. It's a phrase. Lack of leadership. What do you mean, lack of leadership? What do you mean? No reporter wants to ask these people when they say that. They never want to say, well, what do you mean by lack of leadership? What didn't he do and what should he have done? Well, it's just lack of leadership. He's a racist. Oh, okay. I got you. I got you. All right. Well, federal agents in Bend, Oregon clashed with hundreds of protesters last night. They had an hours-long standoff because ICE, well, did their job and arrested two men they said were a threat to the public. But I'm probably pretty sure they are. Well, the Deschutes, which I've been city district attorney, John Hummel. Now, again, when you have district attorneys refusing to prosecute and mayors and governors all supporting the riots, the looters, blocking ICE from doing their job, how can you possibly think that your community is going to be safe? And now you want to defund the police. So you're going to be safer with no police. Really? Wow. See what I'm saying? You got to vote responsibly this November. You got to vote responsibly this November. Your lives literally do depend on it. Especially in these cities. I mean, these cities, I mean, your lives really depend on it. If you don't, you're going to hell, and they're coming for you next, well, I mean, that's suicide. If you want to kill yourself, well, just jump off a freaking bridge and get it over with. It's pretty simple. Deschutes County District Attorney John Hummel, I have never been so disgusted with my government and so proud of my community. What in the hell is wrong with your brain? Why does your brain not work properly? What's going on with district attorneys? As soon as you become a district attorney, all of a sudden your brain turns to mush? What? Well, two unmarked ICE buses were blocked by protesters who apparently witnessed the arrest. Oh, I'm so distraught. I witnessed an arrest. Oh, it's horrible. Oh, I don't know how to go on. I can't. Oh, it's so horrible. I got to riot. Oh, I got to lose. I got to destroy something. I got to set something on fire. I'm just so distraught. Oh. Bend police said that had made was made aware that the ICE agents were in the city conducting an investigation, but weren't given the details. Well, because you're not a member of ICE, you don't get the details. Here's what you get. We're coming into your city because we're ICE, we're federal, and we're going to take the bad guys out of the city, and you could help us. But you don't get in our way. Well, no, we can't do that. No. I can't believe departments do not support ICE. I don't get that. We got sheriffs in San Francisco refusing to allow ICE arrest these illegal immigrants. Refusing. I mean, I don't understand that at all. I mean, if that isn't breaking your oath, I don't know what it would be. I mean, I really don't. But the Bend police, they made a statement. This is how weak some of these police departments are. And they wonder why they got all these problems. The Bend police are not involved with ICE operations. Don't attack us. Oh, don't protest us and don't burn our cop cars and don't throw rocks and bricks at us because we're not part of ICE, okay? Don't hurt us. We don't have anything to do with it. We do not use funds or personal equipment to enforce federal immigration laws or to detain people based on immigration status. See? We don't do that. No, we don't do any of that. So, you know, just don't throw anything at us and don't burn our cop cars, please. Pretty please. We don't do that. We don't have anything to do with that. Those are big meanies over there. Those are Trump stormtroopers. We're not that. No. We are on scene to allow free speech and peaceful area to assemble and to provide life safety support. Really? So you're blocking ICE from taking two people who are a threat to the community and you're providing life safety support. How could you be providing life safety support blocking two men who are injured to the freaking community? Huh? That doesn't make any sense. And the mayor, Sally Russell, she writes on Twitter. She had been told that both detained men had warrants out for their arrest, and it wasn't a sweep for undocumented immigrants. Okay, so what's your problem? Well, she doesn't support ICE. I am very worried for everyone in our community, and especially our Latino community. Oh, ICE is a federal agency, and frustratingly, we have no power over the community. Big meanies come in, and they take the bad guys out of our community, and it's horrible. Oh, it's terrible, and I don't support ICE, so vote for me. How do you not support ICE? I don't get it. They're taking the bad people that shouldn't be in the country out of the country. And somehow that's bad? The newly sworn police chief in Bend, Mike Krantz, said in a news conference earlier that local police were there only to protect protesters and were not assisting ICE. They got to make sure. Let the police. We're not supporting Trump's stormtroopers. No, we're not supporting them. No. Vote for us. We'll keep you safe by allowing all the criminals in the community. I mean, you people in Bend, anything that happens to you people in Bend, you deserve. You've got no one to blame but yourselves. And I hope those two men that they arrested, but, you know, what happened was they gave up. They gave up. ICE gave up and released the two prisoners. Let them back into society, which I think that's a good idea. You know, let them back in. And guess what? It won't be long before these two people commit some kind of crime. It's going to be sad and tragic, but they're probably going to commit murder. Well, City of Bend, you can blame yourself. I don't feel sorry for you. And when these guys, and they will, commit a horrific crime, you're going to have blood on your hands. ICE will not. You will have blood on your hands, every one of you protesters. Your police chief, your mayor, your district attorney, you will have blood on your hands. So go ahead, Ben. Go ahead and vote for more of this come November. You deserve it. And again, how can we be a country of law and order when the leaders and the police are promoting and supporting lawlessness. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. You just can't make this stuff up. Well, I don't know if anybody saw ridiculous acceptance speech. My brother texted me and says, "Are you watching this blank?" And I was like, "What?" And he goes, "Joe Biden's on now with Kamala Harris." So I went to my computer and I turned on Fox News and was watching it. And I just was like, "Oh my God." And again, it was like watching a Saturday Night Live skit. I mean, they were mocking themselves. I mean, the stuff that was coming out of Joe Biden's mouth, I mean, he looked like a comedian making fun of Joe Biden. I don't know who wrote his speech or who wrote her speech, but they're not very good speech writers. I mean, I don't understand where they got the stuff that they got. It made absolutely no sense. The same signature tie as Obama always wore. Obama always wore that light blue tie. Well, that's what he was wearing. And Trump predominantly always wears a red tie. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you can wear whatever you want. But I did notice that Joe Biden was wearing that signature blue tie that Obama wore a lot. Every time he spoke to the, you know, he always had that tie on. And there's nothing wrong. When I worked in several offices and in the car business, I always had a lucky tie. And I love certain ties. And there's nothing wrong with it. Men wear ties. There's nothing wrong with a lucky tie. Oh, but claiming that Donald Trump coddling terrorists. I was like floored when he said that. I was just like, "You've got what?" But yeah, Bend, Oregon, you've got the district attorney, the mayor, and the police chief blocking ICE from taking terrorists off the street, and that's not coddling. Donald Trump is bringing in his stormtroopers, which you got to stop with that, Nancy Pelosi, with that term. If you only knew what stormtroopers were, you wouldn't be using that term. Don't try to turn people into Nazis. I hate that word. And I got the crowd of me. Blonde hair, blue-eyed crowd, that's it. 100% pure Aryan blood running through my veins, which means I'm just as drunk, stubborn, and pissed off as the Irish. And no, we don't support Nazism. I hate him. Coddling terrorists. I don't know where he got that from. Whoever wrote that in the speech, what does that even mean? Trump is sending out federal troops into these cities to block these terrorists who are burning federal courthouses, burning cars, looting, throwing rocks and bricks and stuff at cops, terrorizing the city. But yet Trump is coddling terrorists. How do you connect those dots? Trump is fighting terrorism in our own freaking cities, but he's coddling terrorists? And I'm sure the media is not going to call him out on it. What did you mean by Donald Trump is coddling terrorists? What did you mean by that? The media is weak and pathetic, and they're not going to call them out. They're not going to call them out on it. And claiming that, because all these jobs that are lost is because of Donald Trump. No, but wait a minute. We had this little flu that came in, the Hong Kong flu-y, and you all had to, all you Democrat, governors and mayors, you lock down your cities and won't let anybody go to work. But it's Donald Trump's fault for all these jobs lost. Okay. He's trying to bring kids back to school. He's trying to open up the country. He's out there working his butt off trying to get a vaccine. Well, he's not working with the vaccine, but he's got his people out there working, and they're doing a good job. I mean, they're out there busting their hump to pick up with something. He's doing everything he can. He blocked and banned the traffic from China and Europe very early on, but he was ridiculed for it. He was called xenophobic. And then he fiddled. Wait a minute. He's out there banning traffic from all these people that have Europe and China, banning these people from coming into America, but yet he's fiddling and he's xenophobic. I mean, this is how Democrats are. Everything is phony. Everything is based on a lie. Just go out and say some buzz phrases and use some buzzwords and say lack of leadership and Trump's a racist and all this. And they're people. They just, they hear these certain words. They don't listen. Listening means understanding. Hearing just simply means you're picking up sounds. Well, hell, anybody with half a broken eardrum can hear. Listening means you're understanding the sounds you're picking up, but they don't. They just hear. They hear what they want and then assume and accuse the rest. They don't need to understand what's going on. They don't need facts. The last damn thing a Democrat needs is a fact. And now, what is her name? I mean, it used to be Kamala, but now it's Kamala all of a sudden. So she goes from Kamala to Kamala, and now in 2016, when she won her Senate, she became the first Indian woman to be in the Senate. So she goes from being Indian to now black. Now she's a black woman. Well, wait a minute. When she first came up, she was Indian. See, her dad is not really African, Jamaican, and her mom is Indian. I guess there were, reports, we've seen them, that her family, her dad, on her dad's side, they're in the Caribbean, owned slaves. Oh, what? Whoa, wait a minute. Yeah. Oh, but the media, they won't talk about that. So she used to be Indian, and now she's black. See, Democrats, they don't care about whether you're actually qualified to do the job or not. They only care about the superficial side of things. The right color, you're the right sexual orientation. They don't care. They don't care if you're qualified or not. Oh, we need a woman to fill this bill. Okay, let's put a woman in. Oh, we got a black woman who's a lesbian. Oh, my God, we just hit the trifecta. Got to put her in. Bill, it's all in one. That's all they care about. And why are so many women, especially women, always now claiming that they're black? Don't you think that if supposedly there's all this white privilege out there, I don't know where it's at, but I'm sure it's somewhere, because the television says it's out there. So it's got to be, because the television doesn't lie. But you would think, especially women, are so oppressed and, my God. I mean, women would want to claim that they're white so they could get some privilege. But no, everyone wants to be black. Well, why? Why do you want to be black so you can claim that you were oppressed? Everybody wants to be a victim. That's another thing. Oh, this person's a victim? Oh, we got to vote for that person. We need a victim. We need another victim over here. If we don't have enough victims, well, then, we're racist. So there, I mean, look at the mayors and look at the police chief there in Seattle. She's a black woman, but she's weak. And now I'm sick and tired of all these people saying, because she's resigning, that, oh, she's so strong and she did the right thing. Well, no, she did not do the right thing. Here's what she should have done to do the right thing. She never should have given up that police precinct, whether the mayor told her to do it or not. She should have said, no, all hands, should have fought with the mayor and forced the mayor to fire her. That would have been strength. But she didn't do that. And again, she talks like that and kind of almost looks like, you know, Brooks from Police Academy. That mealy mouse voice drives me nuts. It drives me freaking nuts. Stop praising this woman. She did not do a good job. And once they did take over the precinct, did she do anything to bring it, to take it back? No. Oh, my hands are tied. Really? I'm sick and tired of hearing that crap. All these police chiefs, oh, I can't do anything. My hands are tied. The mayor said I couldn't do anything, so I'm going to go to lunch. And then, no. You fight with the mayor. You do your freaking job. You go out there and you take your city back. You force the mayor to fire you. That's, yeah, there's going to be a lot of other people go, I want that guy. I want that woman. I want that person right there. But no, if you're going to be weak and pathetic and allow your mayor, oh, just go out there, go ahead. Commit all the crimes you want. I can't do anything. My hands are tied. Yeah, well, she was kind of almost fighting a little bit because she, you know, she put a proposal in for only a 25% decrease in police funding, which she should have asked for a 25% increase, not a decrease. But Seattle voted to do 50% decrease. Why? You're a police chief. And you've got all of these riots, all of this, these problems in your city, and you want, you propose a 25% decrease in your budget? Strong or not, you are weak and pathetic. And Pete King, which he's my congressman, I've never liked the guy. That guy is so two-faced. I've never trusted him. I've never liked him. When I first moved to New York, I was like, I do not like him, and I never have. I don't trust him. He's out there. Oh, he loves to, you know, with the veterans and the police. And, oh, yeah, I support police, and I support veterans. Blah, 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 blah. You support them because you want their vote. If push comes to shove, you don't give a damn. You're a politician like the rest of them. He's out there praising this woman. Why? For what? What did she do? What did she do? I didn't see her do anything but give up her police precinct and then not fight to get it back. Oh, but she made the speech. Oh, enough is enough. Really? Enough was day one. Oh, enough is enough. What does that mean? And stop saying that. I'm getting tired of all these police chiefs and mayors. Enough is enough. Really? You think? Enough was enough day one. I don't know. I don't know what happened to this country. I don't know how we got so upside down, so backwards, so flip-flopped. In reality, why are there so many? I mean, I can't, I don't know if it's, but just imagine that the majority of the people are supporting this stuff. And if they are, well, this country's done. Why would you support defund the police? Why would you support these rioters in the streets? How do you support this? Oh, because it's not in my neighborhood. But when it comes to your neighborhood, then you want to say something. Then you want to do something. Now you want to do something. But where were you before? Well, because it sounded like a good idea. And, you know, police brutality. Yeah, Black Lives Matter. And, you know, and I don't want to look like a racist, so, you know, Donald Trump, he's mean, he's bad. Well, hey, you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. These people, you deserve it. Seattle, you deserve everything that happened to you. Portland, you deserve everything. St. Louis, New York City, which I love New York City. That place is a mess. I mean, why are people... I don't understand why these... There's not more people in the community and more business owners stepping up and saying, you know, especially at the beginning, like when Seattle, when all the businesses were destroyed, where were the business owners? Why weren't they out there day one going, my God, what'd you do to my building? Blah, 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 blah. Demanding that the police chief and the mayors be fired for not doing their freaking job, not going out there and blocking the federal troops from coming in to saving the cities. They should have been demanding that the mayor and the police chief be fired. They demand, why are the police not going out there and protecting us? Look what you did to my building. My entire business is now destroyed. They weren't saying any of that. And you got very little of it now. We get a few of them that will say something. But you, again, you get no sympathy for me. You voted for this crap. You voted for it. Every single time you went to that booth, you voted for more and more and more. Well, now you got it. Now you got it. Now you deserve it. And I don't feel sorry for any of these cities. Burn them down, I say. Burn them down. Burn down Portland. Burn down Seattle. And I love Seattle, too. I've been to Seattle a mazillion times. Very pretty city. I've been all over the Puget Sound. The whole area is beautiful. It's gone and fit. Watch Mount St. Helens blow up in my backyard. I mean, Washington is a very beautiful, beautiful state. Oregon's got the most gorgeous rocky coastline you ever seen. It's beautiful. But look, I mean, if this is what the people want, then they deserve it. They deserve to get anything and everything coming their way. And it's coming. It's coming. Now, I know we only got about 10 minutes before the show's over. But Donald Trump yesterday, or actually this morning, was on with Maria Bartiromo. And he's talking about these mail-in ballots, which we all know why. We all know why Democrats want mail-in ballots. If you don't understand why they want mail-in ballots and this nonsense, oh, well, black people, they get coronavirus more than anybody else, and they're afraid to go to the voting booth and vote, so they're going to be disenfranchised. But they're not afraid to go to a protest. They're not afraid to go to the supermarket. They're not afraid to go to Lowe's. They're not afraid to go to the liquor store. Not afraid to go to 7-Eleven. Not afraid to walk around the streets. That's fine. But they can't go to a school and vote because they're going to get COVID. Not buying that. Not buying that. And there's ways to do it. You know, and you're already distance anyway when you go into the voting booth. New York, anyway, they got every booth is separated. So, I'm not buying this crap that they're going to be disenfranchised. And if you're sick, you can't get to the booth. I'm sorry, but in 2000, I couldn't get to the polling station. I was working. I was driving a cab. Started work at 6 o'clock in the morning, had a late airport run. I didn't get back till after 9. The polls were already closed. Was I disenfranchised? No. It sucked because I couldn't get to vote, but I was not disenfranchised. There's a difference. And if you can't make it because you're sick or this, oh, then it's fine. Whatever. I mean, I'm sorry. Suck it up. You can't get to the voting booth? You can't get to the voting booth. Mail-in voting, I think, should be completely outlawed. You need to go there face to face and actually vote. But the Democrats don't want that. They can't cheat any. They're not going to win unless they can cheat. They need this mail-in voting crap so they can win, because they're not going to win any other way. But he says it's their fault. He said they want he's talking about while this new stimulus package is breaking down. Well, you know the Democrats aren't going to give Donald Trump a win. It doesn't matter what it is. They're just not going to give him a win. And I don't even know what that even means, a win. No, the American people are getting the win, not Donald Trump. The American people. She's blocking from getting the win. Not him. But see, they don't see it that way. They want $3.5 billion. That's B. Billion for something that's fraudulent. Of course it is. And if you can't see it, again, stay out of the conversation. You're just not qualified to talk. Shut up. $25 billion for the post office. Give the post office $25 billion. He says they need that money so it can work, and they can take these millions and millions of ballots. Well, I don't know if the post office could really handle that many ballots all at once. I mean, I'm sorry, but I know that, you know, they handle a lot of mail, and they do a great job of handling it, but being able to handle that much mail at once? I don't know. I see big problems with that. I see machines breaking down. I see people, throwing things away because they don't have to work. It's too much. So just take these and throw them away, and we'll get our job done and get the hell out of here in a decent hour. I mean, if you can't see, I mean, all of the problems. I mean, they can work 24/7 and still not be able to get, where are they going to put all this mail? If you can't see there's going to be problems, again, you've got to stay out of the conversation. And that's what they want. They want the chaos. They want things to go wrong. So that way, they can claim that they won and Donald Trump stole the election from them. And that way they can get more. Well, you know, I also got another, I know this is weird, but I also kind of think that the Democrats actually want to lose this election. They want to throw this election. And I think that's why they picked Joe Biden. One, because they know they're not going to win anyway, and they know Donald Trump has done a phenomenal job. And he has. And no matter how unpopular they think they have made him, he's not as unpopular as you may think. But they're going to benefit much better with Donald Trump in office than Joe Biden. They're going to make a lot more money with Donald Trump than they will with Joe Biden. And two, they're going to get a lot of political mock him as a scapegoat. And that way in 2024, they can say, oh, we've got to change. We got to get, you know, the Donald Trump era is over with. We got to go back and blah, 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 blah. They can get a lot of political mileage out of Donald Trump being in office. And they're going to benefit financially with Donald Trump in office. They're not going to benefit financially with Joe Biden in office. They know it. You know it. Everybody knows it. Joe Biden even knows it if he can remember it. But 2024 is even going to be even a bigger election than 2020. Because if you get a Democrat in office after Donald Trump, I mean, everything he did will just be destroyed. We're just going to go back in time, back to the Stone Ages. This country's going to lose. And yeah, how difficult would it be in 2024, 4 years from now? You think China's not, Russia's not watching? You think Iran is not watching? Of course, they're watching. They're paying attention. You bring a Democrat in office, guess what? Our country's gone. It will be sold to the highest bidder. We will not be the United States. They'll get rid of the military. They'll get rid of the police. They'll allow China, Russia, and Iran to attack us at will, buy our country, run our country, and our freedom gone. Well, if you don't want to live free, well, keep voting Democrat, and you won't be. Like I say it, but we're about ready to run out of time here, and I want to thank Blog Talk Radio for finally fixing the problems. I'm not going to have a show again. But remember, we are on Tuesday and Thursday at 10 a.m. and on Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. That's a sports show. You know, I have my sports show because I do my politics all week, but you got to take one day off and talk about things that really matter to you. And to me, that means sports. You know, you got to take your time off, but sports isn't sports anymore. People watch sports. I watch sports to get away from politics. I don't want to watch sports and have somebody's political agenda that I don't believe in crammed down my throat. I don't care what your politics are. You're an athlete. Shut up and play ball. So we'll see you tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.